What's happening, Munchos? My name is Harsh.
And I'm Shreyas.
What are we doing today, Potter?
We're getting started with Spider-Mania, baby, with Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man 1.
Yeah. For me personally, I really, really like this movie.
Yeah, man.
I was in the 8th grade or 9th grade maybe, yeah, when this came out.
Yeah.
And for me, this just set the bench of superhero movies right here.
Absolutely.
Because before this, we had Superman, we had Batman,
good,
you know, the old ones.
Were
good movies, all in all.
Pathetic visuals.
But yeah, the CGI, the visuals in this movie.
At next level.
Yeah, it just took, it elevated the game.
Totally.
So for me, I've always loved this entire trilogy.
Absolutely.
Sam Raimi is an amazing director.
Right.
Not too fond of Mopey Maguire, but yeah,
we'll get into that later. Yeah.
But yeah, all in all, I'm a big fan of the series. What about you, man?
Totally, man. I think it set the bar without us even like realizing, you know, how good this could be. And in terms of like the whole thing, the story, the direction, just the way it was shown, you know, these characters come to life. Because I think our history is from like comic books, video games, the animated series. And to see all of that come alive on TV, like, we didn't realize how big and how awesome
and
this was.
And it did so well at that, man.
Absolutely, man. So yeah, let's just dive into the goods, baby.
Absolutely good. Coming your way.
Yep. Starting off with the cast, we've got a killer cast. And I personally really believe into Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst coming together. Like, she as a redhead, like, she was hot, man.
She was like, not. She was not, man.
Fair. but I think more than the main protagonist, to see, like, the supporting cast do their
absolutely
thing.
Absolutely.
Right? Aunt May, Uncle Ben, Harry Osborn,
James,
Norman Osborn.
Dude, Johnson, dude,
absolutely.
Like J.K. Simmons,
yeah.
What a casting. I don't like the entire supporting cast for this movie.
Yeah,
so I've already said, I wasn't too sure about Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
But apart from those two, the entire movie is full of such brilliant actors.
Totally.
William Dafoe does such a bang-up job as Goblin.
Yeah, he has
a dual role almost.
Yeah,
like he's playing like a split personality.
Yeah, yeah.
And he pulls it off so well. There's this iconic scene where he's talking to himself in the mirror and you see both perspectives.
Yep.
And just the facial expressions and the way
next
it's shot
level
by Sam Raimi, it's insane. It gave me goosebumps.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, so what he's talking about is basically Sam Raimi does a lot of horror genre
absolutely
stuff.
Yeah.
So like me being like a 8th grader, seeing this on the third row in a theater, his goblin scenes were scary, dude.
Very
like,
scary,
under
absolutely
your skin. Yeah, and also like this put James Franco on the map, like no
yeah,
one knew about
did
him.
Absolutely.
And he was so cool, like to see him as, you know, Peter Parker's best friend.
Yeah.
And despite being best friends, there's this like weird jealousy going on.
Right.
And how Norman Osborn like treats Peter Parker more as his real son because he's a smarter, more sciencey kid.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so a lot of this was setting up stuff for like later movies which we didn't even realize.
Absolutely. And again, one of the very big, you know, pluses of this movie is the kind of relationships that these guys have with each other.
Yes.
Each and every like one in the cast, the supporting cast with the main like protagonist.
Right.
They all share some intricacies. They have some,
correct,
you know, bonds with each other.
Yeah.
And the way they play off of it, all of it,
is
all it's
very
really,
well done,
really well done, and
yeah,
it carries forward for all three movies.
Totally, yeah,
which is brilliant.
Yeah, man, Uncle Ben dying, like the wrestling scene.
Absolutely.
When he decides to, you know, like, make a suit and stuff.
Yeah,
even like the suit's done so well, like
really
for
well,
like early 2000s, that sharp,
bang
the
up
swinging, the CGI. So yeah, man, it could have been like a crowded
the swinging
movie
was a dream come true for me, man.
Absolutely.
Like I never back in school, I never thought I'd see it happen that well.
Yes.
So yeah, it was a dream come true.
And for us, like video game geeks and like playing with like
absolutely
your superheroes and stuff, this was like a real life, you know, movie of like a video game coming to life. So
seriously,
very, very cool stuff. And now let's just get to the band.
As I already said in the previous segment, I was not really behind Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst because he's Mopey Maguire throughout the movie. He's just crying. He's so emo throughout.
Yeah.
And even though I know this is a trilogy and eventually I did get behind him, but Kirsten Dunst, I just could not buy into. I just couldn't latch onto her character. She was always a damsel in distress. She was never helpful. She never had any progression as a character. So yeah, that's probably like my biggest gripe, at least with the first one, these two.
Yeah.
And apart from that, I think all in all, I really enjoyed the movie, man.
Yeah, but at least you like Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man, right? Like,
yeah, eventually he grew on me, right?
Right, right.
Because it was a journey of three movies, right?
Fair. So. Yeah, I think, I mean, maybe I was distracted by the red hair and the upside down hanging
he's easy
kiss
to please.
Yeah, but no, I think there's one scene I didn't really get, which is where Green Goblin's like attacking like his board of directors, where they want to oust him out of the company. And he throws this grenade and like just people turn into skeletons and the bones just fall down. Like,
I love that scene. I was an eight. I love that shit back then, man. People just turning into skeletons and dropping dead.
Avril just has a kick-ass grenade. Like, he's not Skeletor or something. Like, some magic potion stuff going on, but whatever. I mean, it's just one scene.
Yeah, but all in all, I think there aren't too many, you know, things that I could pick out from, even though when we revisited this movie.
Right.
Not too many bars that I could pick out from this. Let's get into more details.
Let's do this.
Let's deep dive.
Like we were saying, Sam Raimi doing his thing with like horror movies, which is why like I think Goblin just came to life thanks like William Dafoe and the direction.
So well.
Yeah, and again, like for early 2000s, this kind of movie, the way it set up stuff, like there's this really cool scene where exactly the same scene where Goblin throws that, you know, grenade. Peter Parker is in his thing, but he's wearing his suit deep down inside, and it's like a very Superman suit, like where he's like slowly revealing it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was also really cool. And then just like how the outside characters, even like Dr. Kurt Connors, stuff that's going on, his origin with the spider bite and how they like zoom into the spider and stuff.
Yeah, it was actually it was really well done for the bar. Like, back in 2000, it was really, really well done, man.
Absolutely, and like, when we were seeing it, like, we appreciated these small things, like, here and there. So, yeah, so...
All in all, this movie still does hold up, man. Like, even though we have such amazing standards for superhero movies right now.
Yes.
But even when we revisited it right now, I still had a really good time with this movie. So, all in all, I think this entire series, especially the first one, the way it introduces us to all these characters, and, you know, just gets us latched onto them and this story, I think it's done really well, man.
Absolutely. And, like, we were talking about the CGI and, like, how this scene between, like, Goblin and he's, like, Norman Osborn's literally talking to Goblin in his mirror self. And considering all of that CGI, there's one scene in the cafeteria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where Peter Parker sees, you know, Mary Jane slipping and we're getting an idea of what the spider sense feels like.
He's still, getting used to the powers.
Yeah, with one arm he catches, you know, Mary Jane, and the other arm he catches like 50 items on the tray and balances that. Guess what? No CGI, maybe.
None of it is CGI. Like, that was actually done in how many takes?
156 takes.
This guy knows his shit,
So yeah, so it's just funny how this movie came together, the journey that they had.
Actually, and Sam Raimi as a director, for that, props to him, man, because I'm really glad that he didn't, you know, he used practical effects for stuff like this, rather than just going CGI, because it's very easy to do CGI, but then it takes away the charm of, you know, a scene like this.
Yes.
But yeah, Sam Raimi did it perfectly, man.
Totally.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, and like another one particular scene, just to like get the audience used to like what Spider-Man's powers are, you know, how he reacts and how like Goblin gets under his skin. We actually have, you know, a friend of ours, Vidur, and he's like, oh bro, I watched this on like my VCD and I can slow down the time where like he's dodging the spikes of like Goblin.
He's jumping around spikes.
Yeah, he like slits his arm and stuff. So yeah, so there were so many iconic scenes that we didn't realize became like this
and
big.
Back when we were kids, all of it just blew my mind. Totally. I mean, it was straight out of the comics. So
so total gold mine. We didn't expect all of this and it just blew up everything, right?
Right, let's get into the ratings then finally.
Yeah, let's do this.
Well, I had a really good time with this once again, even though we just saw it right now. This is still a fun watch for me, and Sam Raimi, man, props to him.
Yo.
Giving us such a kick-ass world, such kick-ass characters, and even the supporting cast was brilliant. Yeah. All in all, I'm going to definitely give this 2 thumbs up.
Yo.
What about you, Bhatia?
Same, man. I mean, I'd be really close to like this being a blockbuster, but there were some things that, you know, had to like be sorted out and stuff. But yeah, we were in for a treat and we totally thoroughly enjoyed it the second time around. But yeah, this will be a definite 2 thumbs up for me as well.
So yeah, let's wrap this up. That was our review of Spider-Man 1. We really enjoyed it. Do let us know which is your favorite movie from the trilogy of Sam Raimi in the comments below. Or are you team Mopey? Oh yeah, so that was our review. Like, share, subscribe as usual. There's a lot more content still coming up your way really soon. Spider-Mania is just starting off. We'll be coming up with a lot more Spider-Man movie reviews.
Yep.
Doing all the series. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Running up to Far From Home.
Yes, absolutely. Leading into that. So yeah, be back for more. Like, share, subscribe as usual. We love you guys. Thank you for your love and support.
Cheerio.
Cheers.
Thank you so much for watching Good Band Filming. If you want to keep a check on us, follow what cool stuff we're doing. Instagram's right there. We're doing a bunch of videos. You can subscribe right there.
Please do.
And yeah, this is a Geek Alert, man. So we've got a lot of stuff going on down below. You can check us out, you know, whatever we've been up to. And yeah, keep, you know, stay in touch for more stuff, baby.
Be back for more.
Yo.